Yeah, we're on. Okay. We were discussing yesterday, well, not yesterday, but actually last time, the idea of Basar B'Chalav being, creating Basar B'Chalav, Bishul Basar B'Chalav, to create an entity called Basar B'Chalav. And that was the Isser Bishul, looking into the definition of Isser Bishul. So we saw, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says in his first, in the first sif here in our Simon Pei Zion, Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes in the Hagos Shari Dura, or in some versions, I don't know if you looked it up in your Rabbi Akiva Eiger, some versions, the newer versions say it's actually found in the Sefer Isser Veheter. Again, it's too early to start from Rishonim, so it could be a typo, whatever it may be, but whatever earlier sentence, within that area, the way it's divided up, it sounds more like it's in the Sefer Isser Veheter. Correct the text. But in any event, the idea there is, it's expressed in that sefer, is that if you have a chaticha that became basar b'chalav drabana through what we call kavush kimavushal, kavush means soaking. If I take a piece of meat, a piece of steak, and I soak it in milk, so we mentioned that's not basar b'chalav because that's not derech bishul, it wasn't cooked together. However, we have a principle called kavush kimavushal for certain purposes. When something soaks for more than 24 hours, then it becomes like it was cooked. The flavor is absorbed in the same way. It may not taste cooked, but it means that the flavor is absorbed for halachic purposes. So we have a din of kavush, kavush, that's a din of the rabbana. So let's say after having soaked meat in milk in some fashion, okay, and then the person went on and he wanted to cook it, normal cooking through fire, so this sefer, whether it's a sharidur, the sefer heter, whatever it is, says that you're still going to violate the Isser Bishul Midoraisa because you've made it worse. You've now taken what was classified as Basar B'Chalav Darabanan, you made it Basar B'Chalav Daraisa. True, there's a din. We follow Darabanans, but in terms of the definition of the Maisa Bishul, there is a halachic Maisa Bishul in cooking it even after it has been labeled Basar B'Chalav Darabanan, but you now made it worse, so to speak, by making it Basar B'Chalav Daraisa. Kibega then adds to that, and he says the implication of that is if you already had something which was basar b'chalav d'oraisa, in this basar b'chalav, you already had a piece of meat that was cooked in milk, mamish, not soaking. Mamish cooked through fire, became basar b'chalav d'oraisa. And now you cook it again, that would not be a violation. Okay, that would not be a violation, because the way the Sefer Shari do it, the Sefer Isser Veheter presents it, it's only because it's only a problem, the second cooking, it's only a problem when the first cooking didn't create basar b'chalav d'oraisa. Implication being that if the second, first cooking already created basar b'chalav daraisa, then you can't create it again. It's been created already. That's the mashmos, and that's the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. In other words, to put it in halachic terminology, ain bishul achar bishul. Once it's bishul, no further bishul, no further violation of bishul when it comes to basar b'chalav. Ain bishul achar bishul. Okay? But the idea would seem to be, because the iser, the way we explained it last time, is to create a chavtz of basar b'chalav. You can't create something twice. It's been created already. And the chavtz of basar b'chalav was created already. There's no further iser bishul. Okay, one who cooked it would not violate bishul. Okay? And that fit in what we started with the last time, the kesef mishnah, in Hilchos Tumas Meis, on the Rambam. Kesef mishnah says that when the Rambam says the iser is really achil of afil bishul, with language in Hilchos Tumas Meis, a little different than the language in Hilchos Machalos Asuras. Hilchos Tumas Meis, the language is, in effect, kol shekein, right? It's like a kol shekein, which we said is not a real kol shekein, not a real kavachomer, therefore it's not a problem, they don't show that din. We spoke that out last time. But it, basically, the iser of bishul is to create the chavtz of basar b'chalav, so, you know, so that it's result-oriented, right? The iser achila is a result of the iser bishul, right? That's how we explained it. So that fits in with this of Akiva Eiger. If you look now at source 29, I think I read it last time in the beginning, the Gilyan Maharsha on Har Siman, your day Siman Pei Zayin. This Maharsha is not the same Maharsha as in the back of the Gemara. In the back of the Gemara, you have the Maharsha, that was an early, early Achron, okay, Shmuel Eliezer, that's a Shin, Morena Rav Shmuel Eliezer, name is Edel is a Yiddish name, a Jewish name. A lot of times people's last name, when they made up last names, so how did you get your last name? So you either got your last name from, people got it from the town they came from, right? The guy's name is Berliner, a guy's name is Amsterdam, or whatever, that's the town he came from. But sometimes, in English also, by the way, non-Jews also, sometimes you got the profession, you got the name from your profession. This guy's last name is Baker, his last name is Miller, Schumacher, whatever, they got those names. But sometimes they went by the mother's name, who is the mother Jew. So you have the Marashah. In fact, not by the mother, the Maramah. His last name is Isserles. Isserles, or Moshe Isserles. So Isser is a Jewish name. Isserl. So this is who? Which Moshe is this? This is Isserles Moshe. Moshe Isserles. Right? That's how they do it like that. You heard people listening, the channelist. It's Chanelis, right? Chanelis. This is Chanelis. By now it's the last name for numerous generations, but originally. My last name is Talbot. It's unclear what it is from, if I don't know. Talbot's a dove. The bird, the dove. I don't know, is that a coat of arms? Is that something like that? Well, but others say Toba. Toba is a Jewish name. Toba still is a Jewish name. Toba. So Toba's, we don't know. Okay, you can't always figure it out. It's a joke by the Hungarians, the four major names by the Hungarians, right? Schwartz, Weiss, Gross, and Klein. So Schwartz means dark instead of black. So dark-skinned people are called Schwartz. The light-skinned people are called Weiss, is right. The tall people, big people are called Gross. The big and the small people are Klein. So Klein is small, like Klein. So those are the four. That's a Rebbe Rabbi. Anyway, that's that. Now whether that's true or not, but those are common Hungarian names. But again, it's because they had to figure out ways to understand them. Maram Shik has a tshuva, where he's very doesn't like that. It's not the Jewish tradition. He doesn't like general non-Jewish names, first names, and so on and so forth. And he says we should. The question I was asked: you put on a matzeva after 20 years, you put on a matzeva English name with only the Jewish name, and so on and so forth. Maram Shik has a tshuva about it. He picked the last name Shik. Is Rashi Tevis, Shame Yisrael Kodesh. My Jewish name is the holy name. Right? But again, many nicknames, many names like that. I think originally Chalap, Rabbi Chalap. Chalap is Rashi Tevis. You ever see a Chalap sign, it's called Rashi Tevis. It's Chasidim Yishon Ludinas Poland. That's what I think. So it kind of descends from that family, not that he's, whatever he is. I'm just saying, not necessarily true today. It's a couple of centuries later. But you have a lot of nicknames like that. And of course, Cohen is Cohen. Leave me the Katz is Cohen Sedek. Kagan, which is just a. Most times, listen, is Kagan. And Cohen, it's just a G becomes Kane. Kane became a Kagan. There are a lot of names like that. Anyway, so the Shmuel Eliezer Edel, this is the Marshaw that you have in the back of the Gemara. He's one of the early Achronim. And he wrote Chadusha Alochis, right? Comments on Rashi, Shantosis. Then he wrote the Agodas, right? Comments on the Gadot passage, which we know in the back of the Gemara, the Marshaw. The Marshaw in the Sumanara is a Psalma Eger. That's the Kiva Eger's son. And, sure, the Vlevel Eger's father. So the Vlevel Eger, the grandson of Kiva Eger, became a chassid. So, to the disappointment, I guess, of his father and grandfather. But anyway, we'll go there right now. But there's also a Talmud Chacham. But anyway, so Psalma, page of Shulchan, the Marsha is Psalma Eger, not the same Marsha. Anyway, he doesn't quote his father here, but he says here in Sim Pei Zayin Tzif Aleph, right, on this same statement in the Shulchanach, Echelis Bishach, Bos, Ubosha Shinesbasha Lechude, Vigam Cholav Mevushal, Osir Acharkal of Hashem Yachad. He says, takes it not a step further, just another angle. If the meat was already fully cooked, and the Cholav was already fully cooked, and now you cooked them together, that's Osir also. Because they were never cooked as Basa B'Cholav. Now, the meat is already fully cooked piece of meat, and it's already, cooked dairy product. And you put them together, that's also of Ashur B'Yachem. There we don't say Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Okay, what are Bekiva Eger? The father, Bekiva Eger, in his Hagos, was saying that it was cooked as Basar B'Cholav. Then there's Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. But it was never cooked as Basar B'Cholav. This meat was cooked by itself. Then this cheese was cooked by itself. Now you put them together, recook them, that is Bishul. That's a problem, that's Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul. He says, the lower meaning of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul is Zerach B'Shabbos. That's a special din in Shabbos that we say Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul. Even if it cooled off and everything else, now you recooked it, that's going to be a problem. If I was saying, in other words, so he's qualifying. The Kiva Eger, the father only, Kiva Eger only said that it's Mutter Levashel if they were cooked as Basar B'Cholav. But if each one was cooked individually, and then you recook them in combination, in tandem with each other, that is a problem. However, the Shaw Eger goes on, it's a meal. B'kvar Nisbashel Yachad. But if they were already cooked together, Barotz of Hashem Shenis, Diex, Mekufe, Mishazov, okay, so going based on the Shori. That, he says, the Prima Gadim says is Mutter. That's like the Mekiva Eger said. whatever reason, he doesn't mention his father, but he said that it was the second part. He said it was already cooked together as basar v'chalav, and then you recook it. That's that he quotes the prima gadim as meikah, although see it's tzarchian. So I printed the prima gadim here in source 3. Prima gadim is in the Mishpat Tosav. I told you last time, right? Prima gadim has a twin commentary on each of the two, one of the shach, one of the taz here, and you're a day. So the taz is called torizav, to resolve. So the prima gadim is called the Mishpat Tosav. It's at the end of a long sukkot, sukkot maze. Printed here 30, towards the very end. This old lomarati, Masher goes, or goes, Shabbosofa, Sefer, the Osir Lavashel. This was the same as Wiki Baker, but quoting the Sefer Yisrael Hatem. Right, the Osir Lavashel, Chatish Cha Kevusha, Mem Ayim Lamed Ayim, Me'ez Leis. It was 24 hours, right? It was already soaked for 24 hours, which means there are b'cholav, in milk, which means there are bonon, it's already basul cholav. It's still Osir to cook that to be kara kovush, v'ato is the Torah. Right, why Masher Kivayger? Right, that, yeah.
But you did more than that. We also have it in terms of the Chol Shabbos that there in Bishlach Abishol, but there could be but there could be
Tzliya, which we'll talk about later here too. We'll come to that. It's a good horror, but correct. But again, even though Shlomo Eger in 29, he wanted to say there's no Bishlach that which ain't Bishlach Abishol. That's then in Shabbos. We'll see why maybe Shabbos is different. And it's an important point, you know. No, the terminology is the same, Bishul. But as I show at the end of the show, get to something else. I'll make sure you point it out. You know, sometimes we're quick and we're all good. We see things that are similar in two different areas of halacha. It seems to be the same terminology, but it's lav dafka the same. You know, so you have to figure out what the issue is. Yeah.
The idea that Kiddush Kibishul is only Rabbanah, is that a Kibishul that everybody agrees with?
Yeah. Because it's not cooked. Rabbanah or Mechadish, your cup is soaking, absorbs flavor, and say, yeah. I mean, everybody, it's always hard to say everybody. But as far as, you know, okay? Yeah. Anyway, so that's what the Prima Gadim basically said here in Simchah Hei. Simchah Hei is in the Tarovis. So Gadim Beis has more or less the Mekiva Eger, right? He says, because before, Mekara Kavosh, now, it's a Torah, Mashmah, it's a Torah, period. Mashmah, the implication of that is, Chaticha, Shebishlo, Becholo, Kvar Mutar Lachzal Vosha. If the meat was already cooked, Kvar Mutar Lachzal Vosha. If it was already cooked with milk, right, you already had the creation of the Yisrael Basar V'Cholav, then it's mutter to cook it further. Mihu, Basar Mevushal, like Shlomo Eger says, Basar Mevushal, the meat was cooked separately. V'Cholav Mevushal, separately. Osar V'Ashan HaKach Yachad, the Yesh B'Cholav Mishach HaBishul. And he said, well, don't meal with Shabbos, but it's not the same as Shabbos. And then he says, also, Osar, no, but in the end it says, Gam Zet Zorachim. Okay? So, if it was already Bishul, Bas V'Cholav, then there's no further issue afterwards. Okay? That's the Prima Gadim, which is what Shlomo Eger sent us to, and that's what he's saying. So everyone sees there are three levels, sort of. You can create, if it was only Darbanan, you can't now cook it further because that makes it the Raisa. If the two items were cooked separately, but they're fully Mevushal, still it's also to cook it now together, but if it was cooked together once already, then it's okay. Prima Gadim, I pointed out in 31, the Prima Gadim also says, in Orach Chaim, in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Gimel, that's Hilchos Chanukah of all places. Okay, the Prima Gadim there is commenting on the Magen Avraham. So his commentary there is called Eishal Avraham. So in Tov Reish Ayin Gimel of Orach Chaim, Hilchos Chanukah, the issue there is using, you know, we don't have these problems. We're using fat for candles, for wax, for burning. It's not a Chanukah candle, right? Can you use candles which were made out of meat or whatever, basar v'chalav, and now you want to light Hanukkah candles from it. And so that's what he's talking about. Using certain fat, basar v'chalav fat, for near Hanukkah. That's how it comes up there. In those days, people didn't always have wax. Today, for $1.59, you can buy a box of colored candles. It's not a big deal. And then the shalom wouldn't come up. But in those days, they didn't always have fat or whatever available, what do you call tallow, whatever, to burn. That's the issue he's dealing with there. So the Prima Gadim there, Neishal Avraham is in Tov Reish Ayin Gimel Orach Chaim. So Kot Nalef Kshem, V'inei B'Shabbos Kaim Alon Ein B'Shach HaBishol. We pass Kaim B'Shabbos Ein B'Shach HaBishol. U'bos B'Cholav, regarding B'os HaKasavti B'it Pir Yi, he calls it the Prima Gadim, my fruits, the fruits of my labor, right? And my fruits, in Yoradeh Asim B'Zayim, in the Sisei Das, in the Shosav, we just said, right, he quotes what we just said, the Yesh B'Chashach HaBishol by B'os HaKholav. Bein B'Lach, Bein B'Yavish. That's another distinction in Shabbos. Okay? Because Shabbos, by Dabar Lach, which cooled off, Dabar Lach means liquid. And if it cooled off, so now there's, let's add water, heat it up. Okay, Okay, but now, you know, 7 hours later, cooled off. Still Shabbos, and now it would be, even though it was cooked once before, it would be an Issur B'Shabbos. Okay, anyway, but he says, by Basra Chalav doesn't matter, it's either us either way. That's Haino B'chol Echad Levado Ula Arvam Yachad B'no Sein Tam Ayideh Abishol. So that's only true, like you said before, that if there was, they were cooked individually, and now you mix them together, first cooked with Basra Chalav, that's a problem. Masha Enkein, Keshekvar Muvushalav Umuravim Yachad B'no Sein Tam, they were already mixed together. They already were supposed to come. What happened? But it's not, but now it became cold. They put it in the fridge, or it's been on ice for a while. Then Yesh Lomar the Suei Nova Bishula Charkav Biyavish Ki Hai the Chema Becholav Obikter Bas Yoma and so on. So he has proofs. So that's the program. It's consistent with what he said over here. Okay. So it looks like once you have the entity of Bas Becholav, then ain't Bishula Char Bishul. If the two items are independently cooked, there's Yesh Bechavish to create a Bas Becholav. Once you create a Bas Becholav, then again, this fits in with our definition. We spoke about last time that the Issur Bas Becholav, what, is to create the entity called Bas Becholav. That's the Issur Bishul Bas Becholav. We've created it already, so it's created. Yeah.
Is he mechalik between if something's like Mitzvah
or he doesn't deal with that. And at this point, I would say that it doesn't matter. Because the Issur of Bishul, when it comes to Bas Becholav, is to create the entity of Bas Becholav. It's not a matter of your taste. We'll come to the question the other way. We'll come to that position. I'm trying to speak about, you know, towards the end of Shiva. But that's the point. It's not, that's what I'm trying to bring out here, that it sounds like it's not the same definition of Bishul. Right? It's not the same, you know, but by Shabbos, we'll see later, the definition of Bishul is tikkun ochel, making the food better. Right? What are you talking about? Mixtamik viyofo, it dries out, it tastes even better. Some people like, you know, but that doesn't matter here by Bosu. What matters by Bosu Cholov is creating the entity called Bosu. You follow? You hear the chalik? So that's what the Acharim are saying. That's what the Rugadim says, the Eger says, the Eger more or less says it. The Chassam Sofer, also in the Tshuva, Chela Gerdeus and Pei Beis, Arer Mashakos of Prichoy, Chotz of Prichoy, Shashak, the others, by Bas Vachal, the Eishel Yir, was Eishach, Bas Vachal, Bishol Achar Bishol. Hello to boy like the boss since Pashu and Atzmi Chorz, Rabbi Asma, Rechak, 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 Sam Sofer is wondering, he's with Falpo on the same Shiloh. He says, is there Bishach or Bishul by Bas Becholav? Is there or not? Okay, so he says, he agrees, like everybody else said. Lotev, I said, oh, Kashi, if Bas and Nispashim with the Atzma, with Cholosh Nispashim with the Atzma, they were never created together as Bas, well, then for sure. Now, Achakar Nispashim Zeim Zeh, now you cook them together, Bivadashach for Bas Becholav the rice, and for sure it's Bas Becholav. And he brings a rice from the Gemara and so on. Aval achar shekvar nisbashel hagadim b'chalav imo, b'chalav imo. Already cooked them, eaten the milk. Im chazo visha efshad alo shayach b'yisu b'asum chav d'araitza. V'afilu nitzdan, and even if it's cooled off, v'chamo, and you made it hot, in it, like a cold, I've never tasted it, but I guess a cheeseburger tastes much better hot than cold, so you want to have a cheeseburger. It was already created as a cheeseburger. Now it's been in the fridge, so you know what happens to meat. What happens to cheese in the fridge? It's one of the covered problems, it's a little grainy and whatever. Now you cook it up, it tastes good again. You made it taste better, still not. And I look with the Chassam Sofer, I printed the Chassam Sofer to add something. The dafkelin in Shabbos havalei kibishul, mishum da havalei maleches machsheves. Maleches machsheves. Okay? He says, in other words, when it comes to Shabbos, and what is he getting at? The Isser Bishul is, it's a melacha of Shabbos. In order to violate Shabbos, don't everyone learn Hilchos Shabbos already? So Hilchos Shabbos, you know that the din is, in order to classify or to qualify as a melacha, it has to be called a meleches machsheves, a purposeful, intentional action. As opposed to, let's say, you didn't have kavanah, so it's a miskat. Or as opposed to, you don't need it for that purpose, let's say, lagufa. Or as opposed to misasik, or as opposed to, you know, there are a whole bunch of 5-6 different things that has to be miskayim, a bunch of different things that fall on the melechas machsheves. That has to be done in a normal way, not kilachayad, right? Those are to be the rice, Okay, so Shabbos, the bishul is the melechas machsheves. So you can argue what you just said. If it's cold now, okay, and one could argue even perhaps by a dover yovich, but by heating it up, I'm improving it, that's a melechas machsheves. You follow? Now that's a Malachas Machsheves. See, the term in the Gemara is Malachas Machsheves Lasso Torah. When it comes to Shabbos, we're defining Malacha. So Bishol Achar Bishol is Din in Malacha. right? A bishul is it is one of the 39 melachos. Right? On the list, it's called ofer, right? But in the mission, but in any event, ofer and bishul, same thing. So that's what some sofers adding. But Shabbos, the question is melachos machsheves. Melachos machsheves means it's a constructive action. Let's say it's another exclusion, mekalkel, called mekalkel p'turim. By the way, drabbanan, it's also right. We know by Shabbos it says potter means potter, all also drabbanan, right? But talking on a deraisa level, to qualify as a melacha, it has to be a purposeful, intentful, constructive action. So now you can be done on a piece of food that was already cooked, but now it's cold, by lach for sure, but even by yovesh. You could argue maybe it's a melachas machshavas, therefore be also on Shabbos of some sort, but that's part of the machlokas, which you were getting at, right? They're sure that's the same. So with Shabbos, we look at, is this a constructive, purposeful action? If it is, it might be also on Shabbos. But some sort is not told by Basu B'cholov. Basu B'cholov, that's not a melacha. Basu B'cholov, as we're saying, is to create the entity. And he's arguing that once the entity is created, it's created already. Good, it's cooled off. So what? You already violated. You can't now recreate an entity that exists already. You follow? Are you improving the flavor? Good, it doesn't matter. I think that's what some sort of saying. Yeah.
One could have argued that like the definition of Basu B'cholov is slightly different, not that it's like creating an entity, but rather that it's preparing a la'achila. Like the whole concept of like Yosef Asha is
okay.
So, if so, then one could have argued that, let's say you have like a
it's not ready for Achila now.
It's not ready for Achila.
Okay, so. I hear. That's not what some sofer is saying.
Right.
But, okay, I hear, yeah.
One possibility of that some sofer is saying that Bishul on Shabbos is different than Bishul was for Achila because one is a further act of Bishul and it's only the initial act of Bishul that is.
Okay, but that's what we're saying. We're just saying what's behind that. That's true. But what's behind that? What's behind that is by Shabbos, it's a constructive action. So it is. Right? So therefore, you can talk about it. By Basu B'cholov, it's not a constructive action. It's only one thing called Bishul. You can't create something twice. But you could argue. Okay, so I just want to go over a few other things on this issue of Bishach and Bishul, because the Shulchan Aruch, actually, in our Siman, later on in Siv Vav, there are more rites, was in this case. Okay, and then it could be Allah HaLamayis 33. Yeah, I'll tell you how in a second. Yesh Omrim, the Osor Lachdos Ha'esh, Tachas Kedera, Shal Oved Gilulim, Shal Agoy, right? You, a Jew, should not, Lachdos Ha'esh is stoke the fire, so to speak. Right? You take a poker, you stoke the fire. That's what they used to cook in those days, right? Today, you have a knob that turns the flame higher or lower. In those days, you want to higher the flame, so you had to turn, you had to poke around with the coals. I mean, in the old days, before gas grills, when I was a kid, so then when there would be a barbecue, you also, if you want the fire to go, you messed around with the coals, the charcoal. I don't know charcoal. I did charcoal, they used to sell these big, I don't know if you can even get them anymore. They used to sell charcoal briquettes, they were called. When I was a kid, ask your parents. I'm not that old. Okay, ask your parents. You know, when you made a barbecue on Labor Day, you go to the store and bought these big bags of charcoal. Okay, then all the stores, you know, all the food stores, it was a big item you walked in the summertime, charcoal. And then you pour the charcoal into the pit of the grill, and you had to light it, you put some lighter fluid on it, catches fire, and then after a while, the coals are burning themselves. And then on the fire, it's the heat of the coals, and you put the food on top of the grill. Today, it's on the gas grill. Okay, before there's a grill, it's just so. Even, I remember, you know, my father, when I come to Chicago, was a grill, so he had a long thing, and they wanted to make the fire come up a little, make the grill a little bit hotter. Especially after you cook the first round of hot dog hamburgers, that is what someone wants more. So you got to put more, but now the grill is cooler, right? Because the coals are embers. So if you poke it, the fire stokes it up again. So that's what you should do. So what if you have a goy cooking? Why would you have a goy cooking? So again, you have to remember, the goy's not in your house. They didn't have stoves. And we know some Gemaras, right? They would have these big outdoor places where there's big fire, and different people, could be indoors too, but different people would put their pots on there to cook stuff. It was a big, like a big fireplace, so to speak, a big outdoor, what do they call it, outdoor hearth or something. Today also, people have brick ovens, whatever, outdoor brick ovens, you know, they had these big brick ovens. Okay. Huh?
Communal oven,
basically. It was a big brick thing. So now the sort of neighborhood guy also cooking on there. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes a chumrah, there are more quotes, it should be usher to stoke the fire if there's a kedeir shall overcome their why. Okay, I don't know what's in their pot and so on. Because it says so. Maybe by doing this, I'm helping create basu chalav. And the implication is, even if I know that what's in the pot right now, I see it, he's only got meat, there's no, the guy only has meat, there's no bas mechal in there. Okay? There's no bas mechal in there. Okay, it's only meat. But I don't know what he used the pot for yesterday or this morning. Maybe it was the same pot for milkings. So now, by adding that, I'm making the bliya come out, or the chal of bliya come out into this meat and so on, and I shouldn't do that. Okay? But the Ramah says at the end, there's a bunch of these chumas, there are four chumas, we'll get to it. Then he writes, over the Eved, ain't lachosh b'chol zeh, but over the Eved, it's not a problem. Okay? He's not worried about it. All right? Yeah.
Is the shash was that there's a potential for meals, or that there's a potential for cooking?
There's potential is for cooking, but for chol, because you don't know. Look what he says. You don't know what's in the pot, huh?
So not cooking. Is it that it's against the food, or that?
No, no, it's not cooking against your food. You're going to violate. You're going to violate bishul.
So what does the bliya have to do with?
No, because now you're cooking. You know, what let's say it comes out of this pot, milking bliya. So now this meat that he's got in there is being cooked in the chol.
Okay, so if you're cooking dairy or something,
you're cooking over here. He's cooking over there, but you're adding to the fire, so you're generating his pot, since his pot has had milk before. Maybe it doesn't have it now, but the bliya has come out, so there's bas mechal being cooked in that pot. Right? As a matter of fact, even because the bliya has come out through heat, right?
So you're enabling him to cook bas mechal?
No, you are. By adding to the fire, you're contributing to the cooking process. By stoking the fire, you have a hand in the cooking. Of his bas mechal. Now he's got no issur eating. He can eat his heart's content, but you're still allowed to cook it. Right? That's the issur bishul bas mechal is regardless of you eat or not. I can't cook bas. I can't work at McDonald's and make a cheeseburger, serve it to a goy, right? Because it is bishul bas mechal is an independent issur, right? So I can't cook bas mechal even if I'm doing it for somebody else. I have no intention to eat it, right? And the truth of the matter is, it would appear that from the simple language of Ramon, it's based on a Mordechai. Is that even if the guy's cooking, he's heating up water in the pot. Okay, that's you look inside, all that guy's gotten is water. What could be the problem? The answer is the pot has bleeds of bas mechal in it. You don't know what he used it for this morning or yesterday and so on. So anytime you are contributing to the cooking of bas mechal, now this would seem to indicate what? Yeah. Because lechora, if they're bleeds, that means they're already cooked. So that's a problem. Right, the implication is Ramah. Now, at the end, the Ramah says it's only a chumra and a mekalo hipsi, presumably because he holds Eimishacha Bishul. No, lechatchila, don't get involved. But with the Eved, it's not a problem. Where it's only chumra ba'alma, but mekalo hipsi. Why? Because good they're bleias, but they're cooked already. So we just said all these other achronim just said that it's Eimishacha Bishul. Anyway, so not really a problem. So the Ramah says, "Yay, shomer." Look in the Shach and Tzuchot and Yudchesed in 34 quotes in our Siman Pesayin. It was a known thing that a non-Jewish worker in a Jewish home, now she wants to cook for herself. She's going to cook lunch for herself. She's not obligated to eat kosher. Okay? So she has her own pot. She knows the Jewish practice, so she brings the non-Jewish shivka, brings her own pot. She's going to cook her own lunch and on the fire. What should be the problem? No, the same problem that the Mordechai says. Okay, because the Jew may walk by while she's cooking the thing, and you may stoke the fire or adjust the flame, so to speak. Okay, because therefore she should have a separate pot for meat and milk. Not that she's halayit bas mechal, but in your house, that's a concern. Okay. Anyway, but he also says, "Miu ain b'zeh l'chum v'alma v'ain ha'olam nisharim b'zeh." Shach concludes that all of them are not worried about this. And so, because again, presumed because of the same reason, ain b'shach habishul. Exactly. Chatchila, okay, maybe it's a good idea to be safe, but ain b'shach habishul. A different shuv of some sofer, okay, in chelak of the tzadi beis, okay. He quotes a place based on this Ramah. That also lachdos eish tachas there is nachum and so on. It's only a chumra, and he writes leyodati man islab to bezeh eich ef shalom shi asa medina. He said, how in the world could anybody have such a chumra? How could it possibly asa? Ha'ika kama sveikas. There's so many sveikas in this case. One, in Bishel Cholav Me'olam. Who said she? You don't know what she used this pot for. Maybe she, or he, or whatever the guy is. I never know. Maybe never had a cholav in this pot. Okay? And Oim Ben Yomo. What if it was already Eino Ben Yomo, so it's no Sintam of Gam, like we said. Imleka Samech. What if there's Shishim? I mean, there's so many, here he's saying, there's so many Sreikas. Afa Gavin Shabit Vesumi Sharm Bicholav. Remember, come over, so Achitum Itams, Eino Ela Pomer Ba'alma. I read that on something else. But he said there's so many Sreikas here. That's why he says where the minig is to be making on this whole thing. You know, this comes up, and I don't know how they pass it in Eretz Yisrael. Somebody knows. You ever see in some of the parks in Eretz Yisrael, they have these, not outdoor fire, but these giant grills. Mangal, right? The grills, no? And in the park, in Gansach, all these big parks, you know, when they go on Yom HaTzmaut and other occasions, make these big barbecues, right? And they have these huge, you know, it's a, so. Who used it before? Can I go ahead and put my kosher? I'm making hamburgers, so it's. Just end of kosher. We've been told to saw Ben Azmanim, you know, after Tisha before Elul, all these parks in Shalom are filled with from Kharim, the picnics with the kids and so on and so forth, the barbecues galore. Okay? So the question is, can I go ahead? So I have but that's meat, okay? Best tax in the world. Okay? And I make hamburgers. So can I use this grill? The public grill, you've seen them, public grills. Okay, but who knows, yesterday or early this morning, before I got here, not from Jewel made a cheeseburger on this grill. Now there are bleas inside the grate. This is Shiloh, really. Not with Goyim, but, although it could have been Arabs of Goyim use it also. We don't know. So this is really the Shiloh in modern times. I think the practice, they cover it, not they put the wrap in or whatever else. But that's the Shiloh, because on the other hand, you could argue if it's clean. Okay, now there the issue is that the bleas might go into your food. But let's say it's a big grill, so I'm going to use this side. But I see there's not cleaned it. But you have to worry by simply turning it on, lighting the fire. Is it going to be causing basmachol bleas to cook on a different part? Not going to go into your food. Again, I'm showing you it's a shiloh, a contemporary possible shiloh also. Okay. Last thing on this point. Okay. Yorcha Shulchan writes in our Simin Simin Pei Zayin Sukkot Yud Aleph. Okay, Sukkot Lamed Aleph. Excuse me, Sif Lamed Aleph. Yorcha Shulchan. Hatam Deina Chomer Ela Chomer Ba'alma B'Din Arishon Lachlo Tzadish Lam Yeshomer Mishnei Tamim. O Mishum Dein Bishal Chabish Vosachav Malin Shabbos. Okay, De La Harbe Poskim Ein Bishal Chabishom. The reason this is only a Chomer Ba'alma, Rambo said, like we said, because it's Ein Bishal Chabishom. Oh, shall Tom Mishum the Bas Bachal Balua Bakli Lo Shah was a Bishul, the Ains and Derek Bishul. It's a different angle. There's no Isser Bishul on a Baliyah. That's called not Derek Bishul. You get the point? Okay. Something that's absorbed into the walls of a pot, and now you turn on the fire, you're cooking something, a Baliyah has no mamoshes to it, right? It's inside the walls of the pot. That's not called Bishul. Therefore, even if you hold Yesh Bishul HaBishul, okay, or even if you hold that maybe the milk was never cooked before, like the first case in the Kiveg or Shalag, anything was never cooked. But we don't have a problem by Bleas. By Bleas, there's no Bishul. It's not called Bishul, that's not Derek Bishul. Yeah.
So this header of Derek Bishul, is that meaning how far can you take this? If you cook something like anything with a sheet oil, or you do something straight?
We're talking about later in the sim, we talk about it. Let's have cook it for the sun. Okay. And that's also by Shabbos, right? Told us a chama and something. We'll talk about that. Okay, but that's Derek Bishul. As a Torah, he says, "Ain't there Derek Bishul to us a Torah?" Okay. All right. Anyway, so that's just a second point that Derek Hashulchan raises. You know what it's like in a way. You know, people we assume la halacha that by Bayur or by Motzei, I have it every year. Okay, people come and they have different opinions about it. Right? People come, they fill out the form, so I'm Rabbi Yeshua, so I come to sell the comments for Pesach. So they fill out the form, $5,000 or whatever. $5,000, how much comments do you have in your house? You know, well, they have all their plates and their pots and their silverware and stuff. So they say, no, we're not selling that to the non-Jew. That's not being sold. Okay? First of all, it would be sold, it would be a big problem after Pesach. Why? You have to toggle all this stuff again. Okay, bought it for Goy. So that's one practical reason. But there's no, we assume, most assume halacha, there's no din of Bayur or Bayur Motzei, Amblias. What's in the pot? Does it absorb flavor? Of chametz? Okay, good. But there's no Bayur or Bayur. You wouldn't be able to use the pot because of the chil. But there's no Isser Bliya There's no issue by Yomasa by Bliya. That's how most of them. Some phrase in the word, I'm selling also the Bliyas that are in the pot. Not selling the pot. I thought that's so strange, because how do you sell that? The guy is buying. It's got to be the selling the chametz has to be a sale. The guy's actually buying something. Who buys? Anybody who's interested in buying the absorbed chametz in my pot? Okay, half a box of Cheerios, maybe he'll pay for it. But he's not going to.
How much of this is based off of mashus or accessibility?
I think both, really. Because there's no mashus, no accessibility, I guess. That's got to be a real sale. Okay, anyway, I'm just saying, again, an example of bleeds to them. All right. Later on, that same Shlomo Eger, on that Sivov, on that Chumra of the Ramah, but he said it's only Chumra Ba'alma and Mekal, the Shlomo Eger writes, again, in Sivot Yudal 37, he writes, Yesh Omrim, the Osso Lachdos Aish, and so on, because the Kumbish was Ayan Shach, which we saw, the Phil Shardam Rasa Lavash, Yesh Raya Lachar Mikan, exactly what he said earlier. This is a raya, the bus of Cholov, Shekvarnis Basu Yachar, also of Asu Shainis, the Chumra, okay, the Chumra, the initial position of Ramah, that Yesh Omrim in the Mordechai, which Ramah says at the end is a Chumra Alma, but the initial Chumra is assuming that Yesh Bishavish, and then he tells you to look back what he wrote in Zephal, which we saw before. That's not accepted, but again, it's a different, different Shita. Finally, the Prima Gadim, on the Shach there, it's a cotton your test, and the Sif Se Das, on that Shach, he says, I am Shach, the Eina Olam is Harbazed, the Eina Lachumra Ba'almo, like Ramah said, this whole thing is only a Chumra. Okay? Now he writes, he quotes the place, saying that, Yildina Bas V'chol V'yesh B'shach HaBishu, V'mikomokom HaBalua Shebetoch HaKder, Bas V'chol V'yachad, Shivu Alachuz Yizmashu Alo Choshu, Lo Hazel Lo HaMaderach B'shu, like Derach HaShulchan said. Okay, that's what the Prima Gadim writes. Aval Basar, if you have meat in a ben yoma or bas yoma means kedera is female, so it's bas yoma. Okay, but ben yoma bas yoma means within the last 24 hours you could call them vada have a derek bishul. Okay, that would be a derek bishul. Anyway, we get the idea of this. If you're interested in this, so you can look in a dark yeshuva. Dark yeshuva was recently put into the Bar Ilan. Dark yeshuva was written by the Munkach, rather, the father of the Minchas Salozer, the great grandfather of the present Munkach Rebbe Harapar. So his grandfather, Minchas Salozer, the great grandfather of Darkei Tshuva. Darkei Tshuva wrote Shapiro's list, and he wrote an extensive commentary on Shulchan, much of Shulchan Aruch, good parts of Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, where he just summarized everything everyone says that time. I once heard a story, I think, from Shefter, that they asked the Or Sameach. Or somebody, Yor Sameach, he put out something on Yoredeya, put out some kind of a safe on Yoredeya. He said, there's nothing left to write. The Darkei Tshuva quoted everything. Whatever you need to know is in the Darkei Tshuva. Nothing else you have to write. Okay, anyway, it's the Darkei Tshuva here in Sukkot and Dalet, and printed. I'll look it up. The Darkei Tshuva is not printed in the regular Yoredeya, it's a separate safe. They have an edition. Okay, that's a Darkei Tshuva. Okay, in terms of the Svara, so we get the idea of Bishach HaBishach. Now let's look a little bit, Yeshua, you were getting at. What's the svara? What's behind this machlokas? I want to show you something from Soloveitchik, the Gemara that's printed. There's a sefer Shura Harav on several different inyanim. One of the svaras on Hilchos Bas V'Chol and Yoredeya, the Dei Chelek Aleph. It was written up by Rabbi Konigsberg from here in the yeshiva, Rabbi Yochum Konigsberg, one of our Rosh Yeshiva here, written up for Shechta's notes and put the order and so on. So I recommend getting hold of it. It's a thin sefer, brown covered sefer. Shura Rav, and then I think Chita Melicha Basuchal and Taroz maybe trade was also a gathering. Okay, so Simon Nun Beit in that collection, he talks about. You want to see what the Rav said about certain things, you know? So if you're interested in the background, so it's a Kedai sefer. It's called Sefer. I think it's called Shura Rav. He has on Avelis and Tisha B'Av. He has on Mitzvos of Tfilas Baretz and on. Got a bunch of them. Not all from Rekosberg. I think Rekosberg wrote this one, the Avelis one, somebody else wrote the one. It's again from Rav Shechter's notes when he was in the Rav Shir, and other people's notes, they put them together in a structured fashion. It's very hard. Rav Shechter's notes are not always easy to follow when his notes, because I mean, he knew what he was writing, but not all of us do when he had a lot of Rosh Tavis, and he sent you to different places and so on. So, anyway, this is put together in a very readable style. Anyway, so he mentions the following. This issue about basr v'chalav, basr v'chalav, he tells us to look in the Gemara Chulin 39. Gemara Chulin kuf ches on the base. Okay, listen to the case here. Gufa. And what's it? Again, I implore you to please anything in the Gemara that we're in the Gemara. And whenever I put in the Gemara codes, please, Gemara, see it inside. We must see it inside. Shavarach, see it inside. You don't look at the Darkei Tshuva, okay. But the Gemara is and the Shavarach, you should see. But you don't look up the Shulchan Aruch Sofer, okay, that's why I printed here. But certainly the standard, please read it inside. Anyway, the Gemara says as follows. Mechulim Kuchesan Beis, Gufa. Chatzi Zayas Boser. Vechatzi Zayas Cholam. Okay, listen, in this case, I have a half a kazayas and bosa, half a kazayas and chol. Bishlan zeh and zeh. Now I cook them together. So the total is a kazayas. It's always the minimum shear, right? Total is a kazayas, but it's only half a kazayas and bosa, half a kazayas and chol. So I'm a rav loka lachilosa and a loka bishulo. You get malchus if you eat it, but you don't get malchus for bishul. That he would seem to be, right? Well, I ate a kazayas, but I didn't really cook a kazayas. Of Basr Cholav. Like, total was a kezayis, but it was only half a kezayis, meaning half a kezayis. The end, I ate a kezayis. So again, that's what Rav says. Let's skip for a second. Levi disagrees. Levi Omar Aflo Kal Bishul. Skip along, come back in a second. But Levi says, no, you get Malchus of Bishul also. Why? Chain Tan Levi Mestisim. Levi learns in a price like that. Kashem Shal Kalo Kalakhlosov Kacho Kal Bishul. Then he says, Ve'ezah Bishul Omar Bishul Shachem Okonos Al Malchus Bishul. When it's cooked, that people eat it. It's considered cooked enough that people call this cooked food. Okay, we'll come back to that point. The machlokas Rav and Levi. Okay, so the Gemara asks on Rav. Back to the first line. I'm a Rav. Lo kal chiloso, ain't a lo kal bishulo. So the Gemara says, Monoshach, im itstarfen. If you say these two kazeisim itstar, so a bishul nami luki. So the maisi cook basu chalav kazeis, right? And we lo itstarfen. We don't consider two kazeisim itstarfen. Achil nami lo luki. You shouldn't get Malchus Achille, the Monoshav, right? Lady's right. Either you get for both of nothing, lady holds you get for both. So, lo mitzvah anymore, says Don. Obeba miyore gedolo. This is talking about when you took this amount out of a big pot. Yore is a pot, yore gedolo. What does that mean? What does that help? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, lo mitzvah. Lasos iser. They don't make an iser. Elin kain hayobo mitchila kashir. Unless you had the right shear, namely kezayis to begin with. So you need to have a kezayis of basar and a kezayis of cholo, not half of each. It's only a problem when you combine a shear of each into a new entity, but not when you have half a shear. Okay? And not for achila, not for bishul, not for bishul, not for achila either. Omar Rav, lokal achila also, when Rav says you do get malchus for achila, that's a different case, a totally different case. Shabbat Miora Gedola, the new case. Shabbat Miora Gedola. Ulitz Dodin Omar Rav Lenose. Rav was talking about two different cases. You look in the text. Chatzis Ayes Vodim, Chatzis Ayes Cholov, Shabbishu Zem Zem. Rav's statement is not going on equally on those two on those things. Rav means something else. Okay? One, what are the two things? One, Ochol Chatzis Ayes Vodim, Chatzis Ayes Cholov, Shabbat Habbat Miora Gedola, Shinispasho Boshir Mizel Mizel. Vinesru, then lokal achiloso she'achal shir sholem isa shol shem echad. Okay, he says, if I have a big pot, I take out of the pot. I have a pot with cheese and meat, and it's cooked together. Now you can still see the difference between the two. Let's say a cheeseburger, you can still tell what's the cheese, what's the meat. Okay, but you have a whole thing of cheese inside a meat stew or a pot cooking chopped meat or whatever. Okay. And I cooked that all together. And I took out a half a kezayis of cheese and a half a kezayis of meat. And I ate that. Then Rav says, loka al achiloso. Why? Why? Because I ate a kezayis of stuff that was already usur. Right? It was a yore gedolim. It was a whole pot with many more than a kezayis. Much more than a kezayis. This whole pot, this yore gedolim, it was a big pot of basar v'chalav. Good, I selected out of the pot. I went, and like you go to the ice cream store, they give you a little spoon to taste the ice cream. A little to taste. I took a half a taste of the cheese and half a taste. But it was already mixed. It was already cooked together, right? So then if I eat a half a kezayis of chalav and half a kezayis of basar, Rav said, I get malchus. Because it's bar miyorah gedola. And it was meaning yorah gedola means, as Rashi says, there was already habar miyorah gedola, it's basho bo shir mizem mizem. They already cooked a shir of each, more than a shir. The big pot had many kezayisim. And then lo kalechilon, so why should achol shir shon? I ate a shir, I ate a kezayis of this issue. Then the second thing Rav says, is ain loka al bishul, that's something different. That's in bishul kachatzi zayis bozvah, zayis cholav, zayim zayim, bishul ain mitstarfin. Okay, then the Rav was told in the second case, the bishul, when Rav said you don't get bishul, wasn't told in the same case. He said you do get mal. When Rav said you don't get malchus for bishul, okay, he wasn't told in the same case as when he said you do get malchus for achil. Okay, there he's talking about when he said you don't get malchus for bishul, that's taka, when he only cooked the chatzi zayis, it's because they're not mitstarfin. Okay? You have to have an issue by itself. All right. What would this have to do with us? Nothing. What we're talking about today, nothing. Right? I mean, he's telling you that if you have a big pot of basar chalav all cooked together, and I only eat a little bit of each, doesn't matter. It's already been cooked together. It's usur. In fact, it fits in the sense that the issur of basar chalav is chalav, this whole thing, even though I can distinguish. I took a scoop of cheese, okay, and a scoop of the meat, and I ate them. So even though only half a kezayis, but they're already usur. They're already part of a bigger isser. Right? And since I ate totally a kezayis, ain't a chil chutz mi kezayis. I ate a kezayis, so then I get malchus. Then Rashi says something. Not Rashi. Then Rav says something else. Rav says in a different case, ochol chatzis. Now it's a question in Gemara, but that's what's done. Then he's going through the case. So says Rashi. Right, that wouldn't be of great interest to us. However, if you look on the page in the Gemara there, in Kulim, you have the Rabbeinu Gershom on the side of the page. But Gershom learns the Gemara differently. What was the conclusion? La'olam lo mitzdarfin b'hocham ha'askin b'bom b'yor gedola. Okay. Well, he learns the case differently. He doesn't learn mitzdarfin. He said, "What did the guy do? What did the guy do?" He says, "Looking for the Rabbeinu Gershom on the side and kuf chesam beis v'chulam kuf chesam beis. La'olam lo mitzdarfin b'hocham ha'askin." I had this big pot of basar chalav mevushal. The loka chatzi zayis me'oso basar, the chatzi zayis me'oso chalav, the chazar ubishlam pam achas. I recooked them. I took a little bit of basar, a little chalav out of that pot, and heated them in a side pot. I wanted just a little bit. Okay? Now, that's the case. So there, Abishulo lo loki de kvar mevushal, says the Ben of Gershom. Rav is saying you don't get malchus for this re-bishul, this new bishul, because it was already mevushal. That's his bom yorah gedola. I took out of a huge pot of basar mechalav, I took a. Now, by the way, certain things you can't distinguish if basar mechalav wants to mix together. I guess like in a liquid, a soup, or something like that, the flavors of the but I'm talking about with solids, you can still see what's the cheese, what's the meat. Right? So what I did was, in this case, I took a little bit of chalav out, a little bit of basar out of this big pot, which had already been cooked as basar chalav, and I recooked them. Then Rav says, Abishulo lalaki, you don't get malchus abishul. Why? The kvar mevushal. But b'achila lalaki, but now if I eat, I'll get malchus. Why? Because I ate it, because I said, this is. Right? You understand I'm going to Gershom and Gemara differently? Now, what comes out according to Rabbeinu Gershom? What's he telling us? What? Oh, he's saying there's no malchus for the bishul achar bishul. Right? Right? And according to the Rabbeinu Gershom's read of the Gemara, this is a case. According to Rashi, the bishul was a different case altogether. It wasn't from a yorah gedola. Okay, it was a different case. I took there was no yorah gedola. There was never anything previously cooked. I just took a chatzis zayis poser, chatzis zayis cholam, and I cooked it. So no malchus on bishul. Good. According to Rashi, this wouldn't impact us at all. But according to our discussion today, but Rabbeinu Gershom, it does. Rabbeinu Gershom is saying, if you had a yorah gedola full of basar chalav, I took a little bit of kazab basar, a little bit of chalav, and I recooked it, I don't get malchus. Why? Because evidently he holds ain bishach habishul.
Or that there is an additional isser making something.
Okay. Okay. Right, like we said, the entity exists in it. Now, but on achila, I'm going to get malchus. Okay, yeah, but what did Levi say? Levi said in the Gemara, Kashem was af lo kal bishulo. Kashem shokin chaso kach lo kal bishulo. So what does Levi argue on Rav? What does he evidently hold? So the Rav said, Salvechik said, that this question of Yesh Bishach or Bishul by Basar Chalav or not, maybe you go back to Machokas, Rav and Levi, the Gemara. That's the Rav's study. Right? How do you read it? According to Ben Gershom's read on this Gemara, not like Rashi, okay. But according to Ben Gershom's read on this Gemara, okay. And again, it's not like Rashi says that the Ohr Gedola was only by the Bishul case, and, you know, only by the, rather by the Rachila case, not really by the Bishul case. That's how Rashi learned it. He learns it simpler. Okay? So that's what the Rosh Salvation is here. And according to him, the question of whether Yesh Bishach HaBishul or Bas V'Cholov depends on this Machokas Rav and Levi. Okay? According to Ben Gersh, according to Rav, you don't get Malkus because ain't Bishach HaBishul. According to Levi, you do get Malkus. Yesh Bishach HaBishul. So that's what he points out. It goes back to this Machoka. Yeah.
Rabbeinu Gershom explains the Shita of Levi that Yom HaSpashal Kol Sarkov.
The end?
Yeah.
No, that's just defining Bishul more than everybody. What does Bishul mean? We'll have to come back to that. That's not just a Levi. No. The Eze Bishul Amru Kol Shachem Elchus Don Koma the Mechil on HaSpashal Kol Sarkov. We'll come back to that point. Vahu V'notal Chatzi Zayzeh Chazazeh Mishul Kol Sarkov. Okay, we'll come back to that point, but that's on both. And I don't agree with you. That's an important point. I put it in there because he's defining Bishul, we'll come back to that point in a second. But you hear the Rav Salvation is Machadish, and really this question may be rude about Chokas Amorim, early Amorim, Rav and Levi. Okay. So, if you look in number 42, the side point a little bit, but it helps us with the definition. Helps us definition-wise. Okay. The Shus Yaakov. Shus Yaakov was one of the early Achronim, Rabbi Yaakov Reisher. Okay, he was, if you look in the Tshuva Shus Yaakov are important, the early Achronim, in the 1600s. He, in Shohar Arachayim, like the parts of Arachayim, like this page of the Chok Yaakov, print on a page, that's him. Okay, also. And we had last year in Hilchos Nidin, the Torah Sashlomim, or Minchas Yaakov is the same from the Ramah. The Mitzvah Yaakov, the Torah Sashon, that's of Yaakov Reisha. So the Chok Yaakov is. Anyway, so his tshuvas are called Shus Yaakov. Anyway, so in Chelek Aleph Simon Lamed Ches, he writes as follows. He's going to try and distinguish between, I said we come back to the shuvas, here we are, the single distinction between Bishach and Bishach by Shabbos as opposed to Baslow. The Af Lamanda Sirle, okay, Shus Yaakov writes. The Af Lamanda Sirle, Le'inan Issa Shabbos, Ein Bishach HaBishul. Those who hold by Shabbos ain't Bishach Bishul. Mishum the Kevan Shekarnis Bashul, Su ain't Tzarech Bishul, the Lo Havi Melocha Klal. And you can learn it either way. And either way you learn, either way you weigh in on Shabbos, whether Yesh Bishul ain't Bishul, is still Basul Chol is not necessarily the same. Because you could say, those who hold that ain't Bishach Bishul b'Shabbos. Why? Because once it's Bishul, you can't say that that's called Bishul. It's not a Melechas Machsheves. Like we said with some software, it's not a malacha anymore. It's not a malacha, right? It's not a purpose. You know, you're not improving it. You're not doing anything. You call mokol and it's masucholov. The aser mishum tam kiikar. What does he mean by tam kiikar? What's the iser of bishul by masucholov? It's the transference of flavor. It's the imparting of flavor. All right, interacting of a meat flavor with a dairy flavor. Scientifically, right? The interact, the flavor, that's the iser of Bishul by Basar Chol. Okay? So therefore, Vada Bechal Bishul Hu Zesh Vashu Yachar Basar Chol Mechadosh. Okay? He says, even if you hold that there's no Bishul HaBishul by Shabbos, but by Basar Chol, there could be Bishul HaBishul, which we said was the Shita, it's called the Rav, the Shita of Levi. Why? Because by Bas V'Cholav, what you're concerned about is the interacting, if you will, of the flavor of the meat with the flavor of the dairy. So that can happen multiple times. Every time you cook it, there is flavor that passes back and forth. You could learn it that way. He's just saying one side, why it's not like Shabbos. Okay, why the parameters are not the same, the definition is not the same. It's important to understand and cut to understand what the issue is. By Shabbos, the issue is a malacha. Right, so Allah the Melacha Klal, he says, once it's Bishul, doesn't need any further Bishul. That's not called Bishul on Shabbos. Even the act of turning on a fire, the pool, it can be the exact same. Let's say mitzamek, right? You dry it up for the act of that, turn on the fire, put the food on the flame. It's the same act, but it's not going to be called Bishul. Why? Because it's not improving the ochel. But by Basar Chol, it's not the issue. The issue is not whether you're creating food or a purpose for malacha. The issue is there a transcendence of flavor? So that, in theory, could happen multiple times. The yesh b'chash b'shach b'shul by b'shul chol. You follow? That's what the Shuzak was saying. And he says, the second line, v'inyan yisur b'shul chol, the osu b'shul tam kikar. Tam kikar means the transcendence of flavor, right? Tam. V'adai b'chol b'shul z'eshem v'ashu yachar b'shul chol b'shul chol. What din then yisur b'shul avad? The b'shul chol the lama mashes then nesser, but then nesser who don't. Because otherwise, what is all this supposed to call? Right, the two kosher items. The answer is the transcendental flavor. Ugdolav is mashu brings rias in the Gemara. Okay, that by the different Shabbos. For example, by Shabbos, what about if you cook in a kli sheni? What's a kli sheni? A kli that's not on the fire. It was never on the fire. Okay, yes, the pot cooking on the fire. Even if you take the pot off the fire, that's called a kli rishon. Because the kli was heated up through the fire. Now I take out the food, I put it into a bowl or to another serving bowl. Or that's called the kli sheni. Okay, so it's never on the fire. The kli gets hot. Why does the kli get hot? Because of the hot food. They just put it into the bowl. It may end up being too hot to lift. Usually the mother, the wives can lift it. Their hands are somehow. They don't want to handle the hot stuff. My wife, she reaches the oven, takes this out. What are you doing? I'm burning your hand off. I don't know. Anyway, so. But it may be too hot for us or in the morning sometimes to handle. That's because of the food. We assume the cliche is not mevasho, except for certain things that are easily cooked. It's called kalei habishul. Okay, but that's by Shabbos, no cliche. But by bas v'chalav, he has a Gemara in Kuf Dalet which says that feel the cliche shom yachad mikri bishul linim bas v'chalav. Af shefaris bas shneim tchila kalech levado shneim asum deraisa. So he brings a raya also. He says cliche. Is mevashel by bosu v'cholov. So you see, it's not the same parameters as Shabbos. Shabbos, that's not a malacha. But by bosu v'cholov, if a taka transfers flavor, so a taka transfers the flavor. And then he brings another raya from the Gemara, the old question. Okay, v'tochev kav cholev es ben yomo v'tol keder shemashel bosu. Common question for you future rabbis and for us current rabbis, right? By mistake, I stuck a fleshing a spoon in. I'm a milking a spoon in this case. Same difference where it goes, right? It's a fleshing. It's a milking a spoon, and I put it into a hot pot of meat. I got mixed up, right? And that's a common question. The cook, the husband, the wife, whoever does the cooking, I took out of the wrong drawer. I was lying down. I picked up my mistake. That's the right. Tochev kaf cholevis ben yomo, but it's ben yomo. We used it this morning for hot milk. I remember I told you the other day, one of the first questions is, when did you last use the spoon? Okay? You haven't used the spoon in a week, so then it's not a problem here. But that's a lot of room to make. But here it was ben yomo. And I put it in right into the pot that the meat was cooking. Aswina koba anoi makaf ben yomo. And also the name samak mevosenegro. That's the next question. You always ask, after asking, when did you last use the spoon, I have to ask how much meat was in the pot. And was there 60 times as much meat as cholov? The meat of the shidduch. We'll talk about all this, of course. You go to the Yemen, Hashem. But that's another next question. Another reason to make it. But if you don't have shishim, and it's ain't a benyomah, then you're in trouble. Okay? So then after cholov, a little bit kaf kvar nisbashim. 1 second. Okay? The gamma boss in Isa ben Atari, and that's the ancient there of Bishul. Amalahati manah. He says, even on Samanah, even though the milk that's balua in the milk that's balua in the spoon was already cooked. Right? You cooked and use it for hot dairy this morning. So whatever, and you cleaned it. So whatever is balua is already cooked. So that implies a yesh b'chash habishul. Okay? Alright, anyway, so that's what the Shuz Yaakov says from that side, to mention that difference. The Prima Gadim also, when he talks about this in a few places we saw already, Simon Pei Zion, and Arsim Hamataz, Mishmet Elzaz, Aleph 43, Yinei Av She'ein L'damo Shabbos L'bosim Chol. Says again, you can't compare Shabbos to Bosu Chol for good Bishach Bishul. Dealing in Shabbos, La Malacha, Dealing in Bosu Chol, Efshe Bishul Mikri. All the Hifuch, Shabbos Haba Malacha, is Chol Malacha Bichal Bishul. Right? I mean, you can argue either way. The point is, you can't make a comparison. And I would just add the reason why we don't make a comparison, because does it ever say Lo Sevashal by Shabbos? No, not explicitly. It's a Malacha. By Shabbos, so we're not. It's not the same as Bosu Chol. By Shabbos, what we're worried about is defining this act as a malacha. So then it has to follow the rules to categorize it as a malacha. By Bosu Chol, we're worried about Bishul. is this called bishul? Shabbos, in a certain sense, we're not worried about it's called bishul or not, in a certain sense. We're worried about, does this qualify as a malacha? So even though there may be transference of flavor and so on, and again, it can go l'chum or l'kuh, go either way, as we just saw in that chorim, go either way. That's the Purugam says in the Furish, all happened. By Shabbos, it could be considered a malacha, that's not considered a mamasuchum. So you have it go either way. Just as a ke'ein, you know, the teacher, the notion I did, similar things in halacha don't necessarily always follow the same rules. That is printed, the Chassam Sofer, in his Chedushim and Gittin, Daf Yud Tesman Aleph, 14. Okay? There is a din, at Shabbos, Ksav al Gabi Ksav, remember that? So already, written, just this morning, before I came here, I had to go to Achnos Sefer Torah. So, if you ever participate in Achnos Sefer Torah, have you ever written letters? Okay, so, you know, the Sofer finished everything in light ink. Okay, believe me, he's been working for a year on this. He's not going to have some schmo like me come and write the letter wrong. You know, and have to erase it and get ink. I'll tell you the story. My son had, I guess he won't mind because he said this story publicly. He was one, why you used to have that? So, he used to have a program. They sent boys to different places for 3 weeks to learn with Balbatim. He was in Kansas City. So, so he was with a group of couple guys from YU. I got a few years ago. So he was in Kansas City, and there was Rabbi Hunter Greenblatt, which was one of the big Masadri in the Midwest, that part of the world. So he came to Kansas City to Masadri a couple of Gittin or something like that. You know, he came in, so, and it was late in the day, and he had to catch a flight back, and then get had that day done. And so they got a couple of the YU guys to be to aid him. And you don't really sign your name regularly, against like you sign the script, you have to write it out. So, anyway, my son does not have a good handwriting to start with by anyone's definition. And he messed up the whole thing. You know, it's pretty ink and it smudged, and he didn't have time to rewrite the guest because he already closed the screen. So the people had to wait another few days to came back. He said, he's never going to ever again want to be an aide on a candidate for that. But anyway, so there's such a thing by Hilchos Gittin. Shabbos also this thing Joel Gabi Joel is that called Ksav by a Sefer Torah? You're really writing on top of it. I mean, the letters already legible, you know. But they will fill it in. So that's what they mechab the different people to go and write a letter. There, you know, some people say, oh, if you went to the mikveh, that's a chesidus. But anyway, this person is a litvish is open. He let me go to the mikveh. They let me write a letter. Okay, it's a covered. You know, it's part of the mitzvah. It's a Sefer Torah, partial king. Anyway. So I wrote this letter. So, but the question is by Ksav al Gabi Ksav, Yo al Gabi Yo. So, what's the story about Shabbos? All right, by Shabbos, it's already Ksav, so you would not be Chayav Chatas. Okay. But for our purposes, what about a get? A get also has to be written, right? Oh, that written lishma. You can't have a get. Let's say when you get married, you have a ksuba, so you can go to a store and buy a ksuba and just fill in the names, right? Or you can print it online. You know, it doesn't be written lishma. But a get has to be written lishma. Anyone here, we should learn getting there. A get has to be written lishma. The same of this. Take of this husband and that wife. Right? You can't write it. You can't have a pre-written get and just fill in the names of the date, like you can't buy a ksuba. So a get. So then it says, because the pasuk says, the chasav law, same for Krisos. The chasav law. That's the right. So let's say I had a get that I just filled in. So dio agav dio, or ksav agav ksav. Right? Would that be good? So anyway, the Chassam Sofer writes. He says they're not similar to Shabbos. Af al pil shelin in Shabbos chayav chatos. With the Rambam, you are chayav chatos. Beget. It sounds like it is a ksiva. If on Shabbos I wrote, I went ahead and I already outlined was already there and I filled it in. That would be ksiva for Shabbos purposes. Are we chayav chatos? Okay, based on. Beget law of ksiva. That's not called ksiva by get. By vadas, some sofers make a chilek. Even though both times is ksiva, it does not have the same definition. So I'm just showing you that as it can. It's the same thing we're saying here. Just because it's bishul for Shabbos, or it's not bishul for Shabbos, doesn't mean it is or it is not for Bas Machal. The rules aren't necessarily the same. Just like by ksiva. Ksiva is not the same for Shabbos as it is by get. And therefore, he says at the end, the beget ksiva ksiv. It's written ksiva chas of law sefer krisos. And now we have to have tzar kabbalah. We have to have Chazal's understanding, tradition. What's called ksiva? Masha'enek in b'shabes lo ksiva lo shem ksiva. Never says ksiva. by Shabbos. El kol melacha daven mishkan chayv olah. Is it similar to what they did in the Mishkan? Yeah, no. So for Shabbos purposes, it's close enough to what they did in the Mishkan that it's considered ksiva for Shabbos purposes, even though it wouldn't be considered ksiva for a get purpose. Okay, I'm just sure you understand the parallel. Okay, just because the dinim are similar or have the same terminology or the same similar parameters, they're not always the same. Okay, just everyone get it. So just to finish up, coming back now to the Rav. Okay, he pointed out, and this is what somebody was getting at before, and somebody mentioned this last week also. Okay, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, look what the Rama writes: Perek Tes, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Gimel, Hamevashel al Haor, I cook on a fire, Dovar Shemevushel Kol Tzarko, something which is already fully cooked. Okay, I cooked something that's already fully cooked. Oh, Dovar Shem Tzark Bishul Kol, or it's edible raw. It doesn't need bishul. Perfectly edible as it is. It doesn't need bishul. Vegetables on it. Perfectly edible raw. So potter. The potter. Now we know in Shabbos potter always means potter of a lot. But the one at the Raisa level. Right? The Raisa level, you're potter. Alright? Now, the Rambam says, when is that the case? Apparently, if it's mevushal, kol tzarkel, fully cooked. Comes the Magid Mishnah and discusses the following. In Hilchos Shabbos, we meet a very famous highway robber by the name of Ben Drusoy. Ben Drusoy. Probably the most famous bandit in history, maybe, after Robin Hood. The famous bandit of Jewish history. Ben Drusoy. Who is Ben Drusoy? Ben Drusoy was a highway robber, whatever, bandit. And he was always running away from the law, right? And he was always just a few paces ahead of the posse. The sheriff's coming after him, and he's riding away, and it wasn't too far ahead, right? So he never had time to sit down and eat too much, because the law was always a few steps behind him. So he would be out to eat. I want to have meat, so he'd sit down out in the west somewhere, and imagine one of these Texas westerns or whatever, and he cooks a bonfire, a campfire, and he's going to grill his meat on a campfire. But then he hears the horse hoofs, in the background against the sheriff, and he can't have time to eat. So he's only able to cook his food. Can't eat raw meat. You mean can't eat raw meat? But he cooks it bare minimum. We call it cooked. Kamachokas Rashi Rambam is a third cook, a half a cook, whatever, half cook. So you and I, it's even more rare than we would like it. I don't like rare meat. I like a well done. I'm a well done man. But some people do like it rare. But this is more rare than rare. This is. We call edible al yedei adchak. You're running away from the police, you'll eat it. But other than that, you would never eat it. That's called machal ben drusoy. So halacha on Hilchos Shabbos is that once you cook, take a piece of raw meat or raw whatever, okay, you cook it one third or one half cooked, that's called you violate Rishon Shabbos. Even if it's not fully cooked, but since it is edible al yedei adchak, that's called bishul. Okay? That's called bishul. It's called machal ben drusoy. And now the question is, okay, what if I have something, I'm talking about Hilchos Shabbos, and it's Machal Ben Drusoy, but most people wouldn't eat it now, but now I cook it more to the point that what? Now it's a regular cooked piece of meat. It was not after me. I have time to sit by the barbecue and cook it more. I've got a campfire and cook it further. So that's the question, okay? Is that called Bishol Achar Bishol? In a certain sense it is, because it was already fully cooked. It was already edible, already cooked, but it wouldn't be cooked. Remember the Lashon Rabbeinu Gershom you pointed out? Look what it said above there in the source, Ochel Otso Kloma de Betchil and Spasha called Tzarko, which is the language of the Rambam. So the Magid Mishnah writes, here in Parak Tes, about the Shabbos on the Gimel, look what the Magid Mishnah writes in 46, Vasha Ola Or, Dovar Shemusha called Tzarko. He quotes the Gemara, the Mishnah Shabbos, Shabbos was already fully cooked before. Okay, the question of the chomp, by the way, right? But anyway, we're not going into the Shabbos details now. Okay? He says, we'll look at the three lines down. V'das ha-rashbozal. The Magid Mishnah quotes the Rashbo. Uktsas mefarshim. Shekol shenisbashel kemachal ben drusoy shuv ein bo mishum chiyav bishul devar Torah. He quotes the Magid Mishnah, quotes the Rashbo. Okay, I'll put it around Hilchos Shabbos. I didn't put the whole Rashbo in, but the Magid Mishnah quotes Rashbo. And he says that once it's already been cooked, kemachal ben drusoy, that which means already past the point of bishul on Shabbos. You cook it further, there's no more bishul derais. And or baravad it's also. But it's mabosh with the different dry Torah. Okay? That's the Rashbam. And the Kesef Mishnah, and that's where it comes from. Why? The Kesef Mishnah quotes the Rambam, and he says, Nira Medivar Rabbeinu, but that's the Rashbam. But the Kesef Mishnah says, Nira Medivar Rabbeinu, the Rambam, Shekol Shalon is Basho called Tzorko, Afal Peshe Gilam Acha Ben Yusai, is Yeshayach Ba Bishol, Bechiv Mechayev. Because the Rambam says, when is there no Bishol? When it's called Tzorko. Look at the words of Rambam. Havashal or Dover Shavushal called Tzorko is Potter. Yeah? So the Kesef Mishnah says, Nira Medivar Rabbeinu, Shekol Shalon is Basho called Tzorko, Afal Peshe Gilam Acha Ben Yusai, Shayach Ba Zeh Bishol, Bechiv Mechayev. The Haramach, okay, Kosav, Nira Dvarshim, Eno Musha Kotzorka, Afo Pishas, Pashma Afo Yisrael, Chai Mishum Mevasho. Okay, so it seems after Machlokas, between the Rashbo and the Rambam. Machlokas, Rashbo and the Rambam. Kosav, the Rambam, Kosav, Pashma Afo Yisrael, Pashma Afo Yisrael, Eno Musha, because others would say no, Shma Mino, Shma Mino, Shma Mino, Shma Mino, Pashma Afo Yisrael, Eno Musha, Eno Musha, Eno Musha, Eno Musha. So that's the Machlokas we show. Right? So Salvechik said the following, this will finish it today. According to Rashi, okay. Once it's Machal Ben Yusai, there's no further Isur Bishul. Why? Because the Rishbon and these Rishon hold that the Isur is a din, the way they want to put it in the Brisker of Chikira, is a din in the Maisa Bishul. Okay, by the Shabbos, it's a question of Maisa Bishul. Okay. No one's actually. Yeah, right. Okay, it's a din in the mice of bishul. It's a din in the mice of bishul. Yes, being qualified to or counted as, in effect, tikkul ochel, defining. It's a din of not defining what bishul is. In the Chol Shabbos, we're not worried about what bishul is. Bishul is not the operative word. The operative word is malacha. In fact, we said before, but the Rav clarified. He said when it comes to Shabbos, there's no further bishul because the definition of bishul is, we said before, a constructive act. Okay. I'm mixing up the sheet. One second. I'm mixing up the sheet. Hold on. Let me read it again. Yeah, I'm sorry. The other round. According to the Rambam, the definition of bishul on Shabbos, we're not looking at the definition of bishul. We're looking: is it a constructive malacha? Therefore, when it comes to, if it is constructive, you're improving the flavor from the point of machal ben yusoy to When it comes to Shabbos, the definition is a malacha, and therefore the Rambam would hold that it's only mutter if it's already mevushal called tzarka. It's only mevushal called tzarka, right? So
the only way out from the beef is it's not
tikkun. Right, correct. Which is not tikkun.
Exactly.
So the Rambam would hold that the din, in effect, it's a din in tikkun ochlin. Okay, the din in tikkun ochlin. And therefore, even after you've cooked it, machal ben yusoy, they still tikkun ochel, so still be chayav. Mashenu ken, the Rashbo would hold, and that's not what was going on in Shabbos. We are more, so to speak, more concerned with the definition of bishul. Okay, definitely, this is called bishul. And he said that he'll have to hold, the Rashbo would have to hold, that there can only be one mice of bishul on an item. It's either cooked or it's not cooked. Okay, if it's cooked, then it's been cooked. So recooking is not called cooking, it's called recooking. And that's not according to Rashba and Ramah, you would not be chayev. Because the iser is cooking. Alright, and once something is cooked, it can't become uncooked. You follow? You take it from a state of being uncooked to cooked. To take it from a state of being cooked to further cooked, that's not the violation of Bishul and Shabbos. So that's how the Rav sort of crystallized this machokas around the Rashba. Now, when it comes to Basar v'Chalav, you know, even when it comes to Basar v'Chalav, even the Rambam could admit that it doesn't have to be Mevushal Kol Tzarko. That even if because when it comes to Basar v'Chalav, it would appear that for sure the Isser is cooking it, right? But it's not necessarily Tikkun Ochlin. One second. Maybe back, I have to recall it, so I'm a little bit ahead of my head. I'm sorry. By Basar v'Chalav, you could have. It would be usher, even going to Rambam, but it would be usher for the cooking. Right? The shita's mixed up?
According
to Rashbam, yeah. Right? And the shita's mixed up. I have to look again. In other words, when it comes to Basar v'Chalav, even recooking would still be bishul. Even recooking would still be bishul. At Shabbos, somebody said, Shabbos is the machan machshavas. Okay? So Shabbos, you could argue, doesn't classify as much machshavas. But when it comes to Shabbos, it's the machan machshavas. So the Shabbos, it would be called bishul. Okay? But if you hold that the Isser, like we come back to the Ketzer Mishnah, we start with the Isser is to create the entity called Basar v'Chalav, you can't create something twice. That's the point. You can't. But again, it goes both ways. It's not similar to Shabbos. That's just trying to point out. What is the gather of the Isser? Is the gather of the Isser in effect Tikkun Ochlin? Okay? Or is it, you know, which you could have more than once, you could have beyond this Machab and Jusai. It is still good. So that would be also according to Raman. But according to Rashba, it wouldn't be also because you can't have Bishul more than once. With regards to Basar v'Chalav, you could theoretically have Bishul more than once. Okay? You could theoretically have Bishul more than once. Because you're improving the flavor. You're transferring the flavor and so on, and that is Bishul more than once. But if you hold that the definition of Bishul on Shabbos, on Basar v'Chalav, is what? Is creating an entity, okay? Then that can only happen one time. You can't create something twice. Even though you could cook it more, but you can't, that's the point. Even though you could cook it more, but that wouldnldn't be a violation if you hold any Bishul on Basar v'Chalav. That's if I'm not mistaken. That's the way we're going. I have to read it again just to make sure on the sheet is lined up properly. But according to the Rambam, there is Shayach further Bishul.
Up until it's called Sarko.
Until it's called Sarko, yeah. The Rashba would hold that why? The Din of Bishul. See, the Rashba is going to hold that the Din of Bishul. I guess it's really similar. It's the same din in Kalatar Kula, really. Okay, Bishul means you're improving the flavor, so to speak, right? You're doing something. So Rashba holds. But by Shabbos, that's how we care about. Right? Rashba says once it's Macha Ben Dusoy, there's no Chiv of Bishul, because good, you know, you make it tasty and so on and so forth. But that's not what we're worried about. We're worried about, you know, the definition of taking something raw to cook. So that's why it's not parallel to Basar v'Chalav. Because Bishul has a certain meaning, but on Shabbos we're not looking for Bishul. On Shabbos we're looking for the change of status from uncooked to cooked. Whereas and therefore he says, once it's Macham and Yisroel, there's no further Chiyuv Bishul by Shabbos. But by Basar v'Chalav, there could be, huh?
That would be consistent with the Rebbe saying that Basar v'Chalav because...
I said it. It's like Basar v'Chalav, right, he's saying the same. That's what I'm saying, yeah. With the Rambam, according to the Rambam, the definition of Shabbos is different. The definition of Shabbos, it must be called It must be called Tikkun Ochlin. That's not right. I guess, again, because we've only been the second time once. Why would the Rambam say that it's Osir after Machal Ben Rusoi? That's the piece I'm missing. Why is it Osir after Machal Ben Rusoi?
Any level of cooking, it is more of a tikkun.
It's a greater tikkun, you have to say.
It might not be definitionally official.
But it doesn't matter, quite right. I'm not looking for definition of official. I'm only looking for definition of Melechus Machshavas.
Which is
defined by tikkun ochlin. So in Mela, after Machal Ben Rusoi, there would still be a problem in Hilchos Shabbos, but not necessarily by Bosu Cholov, because by Bosu Cholov, the definition is what we said is creating this entity. Something will be created once. You can't recreate. It's similar. Okay, well, that's how the Rav lined it up. I mean, you can look it up, and I'll look it up again. But that's just to explain. Bottom line is the Issa Bishla HaBishol by Bosu Cholov is not the same. It's not the same parameters by Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop over here. I believe I have new sheets for tomorrow, Ms. Hashem. I'll email them to you.